patience over here.
Yeah, Justin Bogle. Wow, again, interview last few weeks. It's coming. It's growing. It's getting there. Fourth tonight. Heat race win. Fuck, you wish there was another 10 races, huh?
Yeah, I mean, at this point, the thing is, man, is we knew this was how it was going to be. Yep. There's times during the season you start questioning the whole process because it just, you feel like shit. So, man, my goal was to get a heat win before this thing was over with. I was really happy with that. I haven't won anything in so long that I needed to win something. So it felt good to win the heat. I feel a little can-can. Catwalk.
Yeah, saw that.
Yeah. Just having fun, you know?
Don't quite know what that was, but okay, yeah.
Me neither. It actually looked pretty stupid in hindsight, but whatever. I saw Colt do a knack-knack. He won his heat, so I was excited. Yeah. You know what I mean? Right. And then in the main, man, I got another good start and just charged
that up. That was a battle. I don't know what you were going, if you knew what was going on behind you, but it was good.
I could see what was happening, and I was just trying to make sure I didn't pop so I didn't get passed by all those guys. And me and Joey, man, we had a great race.
Yeah.
Clean battle the whole entire race. It was really fun, actually, so it was cool.
A track like this, very easy, very basic for you. I'm surprised, by the way, you didn't do the three in the rhythm?
No.
Yeah. Something you would pull?
Yeah, it was six and one half dozen in the other, and I thought the other way was just easier.
Right.
And we did 28 laps, so I would rather have done the easy line. In practice, I was doing some, like, on-off four thing.
Going over the tall one?
Yeah, I was going, like, table over two in the middle. And it wasn't any faster, but it was harder, so I just quit doing that too. So I'm having fun, though, man. I'm starting to feel like myself again, and it's cool because I haven't. And, dude, it's been so long since I didn't feel like a complete jackass out there, so it's nice.
So what I was going to say was you're out there, track's easy, you can do all this stuff, no problem. Focus, I guess. Focus, concentrate, hitting marks. That's a lot on the brain, I think, when you're going around and around and around.
Yeah, especially when we're doing 28 laps, man. Yeah. And I have severe ADD, so I get very bored out there, and I start counting birds and stuff. So the fact that, I don't know. I think it was good for me to be in a battle the whole time, just keep me focused on going forward. So I don't know, man. I'm really happy with today. So much progress.
You know,
beautiful.
All of us idiots in the media, we talk about you guys. We break them down. We go on and on about all the riders. And, you know, you had kind of had a mid-season lull there of a few races, and now you're killing it, and you didn't change much. You didn't say anything about, you know, massive changes. It just makes this sport so hard to figure out for us guys because you're absolutely killing it right now. And a month and a half ago, it was 13th and 14th. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I had some health issues that I was dealing with that were just hard to figure out and get going with. But now I'm just starting to feel better, you know, and it's one of those things. I'm starting to feel better, which I haven't in a long time, just physically even. You know, I had so many injuries and my immune system was shot from, like, all the surgeries I've had in the last year and just everything that was going on. My body was just drained. So I was having a hard time recovering and just not feeling like I was just asleep racing on the weekend. So I'm starting to feel better with that, I'm just resting more. You know what I mean? So, and I'm just having fun, man. I really am. You know, the people I got just right around me with Frace and with Cole, we just have we just have a lot of fun.
Did Jericho tell you anything about the WWF highlights in this stadium or anything?
Nothing about this one, but shout out to Derek, man. We've been having a good time. He's awesome. So the offer still stands that when it comes time to buy tickets for whatever Monday Night Raw is close to OKC, I'm in.
Yeah, you're in. You don't know what it is, but you'll go and support him.
I will go support, and I will cheer loudly.
Cool, man. Thanks. Great job.
Thanks, Mathis.
Cool.